This podcast is brought to you by Mitsubishi Fuso. You can rely on us. Monday, July 14, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. The newly launched Enterprise Investment Program, EIP, which currently focuses on manufacturing and tourism, could in the long term evolve into a tool to support the agriculture industry, a top government official said on Friday. The Department of Trade and Industry Director General Tsediso Matona, speaking at the food summit organized by the Gauteng Department of Agriculture, Conservation and Environment to seek ways to deal with rising prices, said that the EIP could assist in creating investment in rural infrastructure to support agricultural processing. Matona also said that reviewing agricultural trade and tariff policies and amending the Competition Act could also be valuable responses made by government to mitigate the food crisis. World Bank President Robert Zulik said on Saturday he expected food prices to remain above 2004 levels until at least 2012, and energy prices would also remain high and volatile. He repeated that with food and fuel prices in a danger zone, there was a need for $10 billion to provide food and cash handouts for the world's poorest. Soaring oil and food prices have fueled inflation across the globe, at the same time as economies slow, posing a sharp dilemma for policymakers. Gold miner Goldfields hopes to produce 1 million ounces a year of gold equivalent in South America within the next 3 to 4 years, or at least to be well on its way to that target. Its new Cerro Corona mine in Peru, scheduled to start shipping gold and copper in concentrate by early September, will produce 350,000 ounces a year of gold equivalent, and there is room to grow this significantly. Head of South American operations Juan Luis Kruger said at a visit to the mine that the operation was one small piece in a much larger puzzle of Goldfield's strategy for growing its Latin American profile. Also making headlines, Algeria invites bids for oil and gas exploration. Kenya court halts $370 million sugar and biofuels project. Affordable housing program is maturing, but the delivery pressures are mounting. De Beers increases rough diamond prices by 5%. Goldfields expects to complete safety review of pillar mining method next month. And Bernard Swanepoel wants to rebuild village and buys Harmony's stake. In political news, the ANC defends Gwede Mantashe's remarks on judges. Zimbabwe talks in stalemate, says the MDC. France launches Mediterranean Union with high hopes. And thousands rally in Sudan against International Criminal Court move. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com, and polity.org.za.